This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, no.
News.
The Eagles have made a trade.
Ooh.
As I got to turn down Creed. The Eagles are trading Kenny Pickett to the Cleveland Browns
for
a 2025 fifth-round pick and quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
DTR!
Who's that?
He's the backup quarterback.
He's backup QB.
Yeah, so they trade Kenny Pickett.
More of a skill set like Jalen's.
Well, that is a, what's it called? That's a Tanner McKee endorsement. Looks like Tanner McKee will be the backup quarterback.
Oh, as he should be.
Yep. Have somebody step in there.
At least Kenny can say he got to do some kneel downs in the Super Bowl.
He is a champion.
Ball. They let him throw, right?
I don't even remember.
I think he made one pass.
Like, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I believe you.
That's a Super Bowl champ right there, Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett. Yeah. Yeah.
Another person came, got a ring, and left.
Unbelievable.
Boy, I tell you.
No, that's it. That's all I got.
You guys don't want to break this down any further?
No, I don't know what to say.
Thompson-Robinson, no, you're right. That's a Tanner McKee endorsement.
They think McKee's good enough. They get a fifth-round pick out of Pickett, I guess. What did they trade for Pickett? Didn't they trade a third?
I thought they did. They trade a third or a second?
No, it was not a second.
Okay.
I was closer to a fifth than a third, but whatever.
I can't remember.
We're cooking.
Yeah, we sure are.
Yeah, no, watch out.
Yeah, so, well, that's the first move the Eagles have made today. So to recap what's happened with the Eagles today, Milton Williams signed a four-year, $104 million contract with the New England Patriots. Josh Sweat signed a four-year, $72 million contract with the Arizona Cardinals. Darius Slay is currently trying to negotiate a trade to the Pittsburgh Steelers, as what we heard about Darius Slay getting cut is not necessarily true. The Eagles have said they might keep him. They haven't released him yet, and they've given Slay permission to negotiate a contract and perhaps a trade to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Isaiah Rodgers left for a two-year deal. Where did he go again? Tampa? Did he go to Tampa? I can't remember where.
Rodgers.
Minnesota. Two years, $14 million for Isaiah Rodgers. So Eagles lose a bunch of players. They gain two third-round compensatory picks for the loss of Milton Williams and Josh Sweat because of the contracts that they signed, and gain a fifth-round pick for the Kenny Pickett contract. 215-592-9494. Brad in Haddon Heights, you're on WIP.
Yeah, guys, I just want to talk about the draft stuff and trades. I mean, it sounds like Howie's just gearing up with the draft capital, and he's draft happy, which it worked last year, so why not? We need to sign Becton, though.
It feels like Becton's the one that everyone's hinging this offseason on. Like, if they let him go on top of everything else, it's like, okay, this is a lot.
Well, it seems like, given their cap situation, that somebody could sign him.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could offer him enough money to sign him. But Becton, I think people... I actually, regardless of what we're hearing on the phones, mm-hmm. my gut is, if they lose Becton... people are going to be like, you might push people a little bit to start getting a little worried. Because I think again, regardless of what we have heard on the phones, I do think the loss of Sweat and Williams and Slay is a lot to think about. And then Becton being one more. I think people had their heart set on, okay, if Sweat and Williams leave and we can keep Bond and Becton, I'll feel good about that. That is sort of what you laid out for them. Mm-hmm. But if somebody comes and offers Mekhi Becton a big deal, I don't know that that's something they can match.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't see it. I don't see it. Unless something happens today, and obviously this is a ongoing sort of free agency. Anything can happen at any point in time. But usually the big money deals come in quick. Because these are teams that have identified players that they want. They know what the market value is. And they jump on these players that they want almost immediately, giving them the offers that they anticipate. So then it becomes the player is sitting around waiting for those teams to call with that big offer. So I would say if we get to Wednesday and Becton hasn't signed with another team, I would think that bodes pretty good for the Eagles. Because that would say to me,
yes, all the money's gone.
The money isn't out there for him, and he may as well come back on a team-friendly deal, even if it's on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Like, even if you just want to sign another one-year deal and then become a free agent again next year, that may be what they do. Although you sign a one-year deal, and all that money goes on the cap that year.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just going to – I think the point that you made about the people that – the players that everybody wanted we're
going to
hear
today,
about
like
today.
We're hearing it. Yeah, so much money has been spent today. He almost falls into that next wave of free agency where the big money is already gone, and now you're in that area where they signed. Thinking of the kid from Tampa last year, we signed the linebacker
Devin
White. You know, he hasn't gotten quite to that area yet, but that's where it sort of trends to.
Maybe the Trey Hendrickson thing. He didn't get traded today.
He didn't get traded.
He didn't. Well, he doesn't have to get traded today.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's just everyone's like, well, Howie's got something up his sleeve. I don't know.
I don't think he does.
You can't pay Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. I am taking that Joe Banner.
Oh, yeah. He put that tweet out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People know.
Yeah. He has a close idea of what's going on.
Warren Power rankings?
They don't have any space.
What do you want to do? They had to pay Saquon.
They won the Super Bowl.
Are we gonna sour on the Saquon deal anytime soon, or still
no.
fine? Okay, I just want to make sure.
No.
Well, by the way, it doesn't change. It's $1 million in cap space this year, but I do you know what I mean? It didn't change anything specifically for this year,
right?
Even though I'm like,
they targeted getting Zach Bond done. They got him done. And they're probably like, we can't afford. Because unless you were going to offer Josh Sweat or Milton Williams these deals, they were going to free agency. Like, they weren't going to sign for a lesser deal.
Yep.
So you'd have to bow them over, which is what they did with Zach Bond. They made sure he got market value for his deal. They may just be waiting a day or two here with Becton. Plus, Becton has already shown his hand. That he wants to come back.
That he wants to be there.
That he wants to be here. Yeah. So,
Brad, why don't you give us a famous movie scene, legendary movie scene?
I got Goodfellas when.
Which one?
Joe Pesci says to Spider, "Yeah, I know I'm okay, Spider. Are you okay?"
Yeah, I said I'm all right, Spider. Yeah, that's a good scene. That's a good scene.
Anything,
Brad,
with Joe Pesci.
Oh yeah,
he had a couple of scenes in that movie that you could easily have picked.
Yes, and then his final,
the
scene.
The most famous scene.
Which is...
You think I'm funny.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right, that's the best scene right there.
Funny how.
Funny how.
Funny how. Joe in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good day. I thought Yoshi was going to be on here for 9.5 weeks with all that sex stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my
Seriously,
God.
That's
yeah.
Yoshi.
Well, he's got a library up in that head.
Right. Jack, that you weren't professional. That was called semi-pro. Ain't it called semi-pro, not professional?
Being a minor leaguer?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's a professional. Semi-pro league is...
I've never heard that before. The minor leagues being considered the pros?
Well, it's minor leagues, but they're still pros.
Yeah, you get paid for it. You're a pro.
Like semi-pro is what O.G. Wade played.
So is the G League pro basketball players?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But they're not like...
They're not NBA
unless
players.
Unless you're Bronny. I mean, who the hell... You're making $1,000?
They make a little more than that. But I'm just saying, it's... They get paid.
Now he thought it was semi-pro.
No, semi-pro is a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
I'm
independent
wrong.
Ball is semi-pro, which is like, you know, the Lancaster Barn.
The Fall League?
No, the Fall League's affiliated. Yeah. Take a deep breath
right,
in there.
All right, so on the thing, I think I think they're trying to get rid of Dallas Goedert to be able to pay Beckham. I think that's our key. If we can get rid of that $14 million contract, I think that's the money that we want to give Beckham.
Is that we'll how much Goddard has said to make?
I think it's like $14
million. 14, yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Definitely not paying Goddard $14 million.
And then I read somewhere he's got like a $20 million cap hit next year, even though he's not on the team. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's our chess move right there is Goddard. Everybody's thinking it up another way. I think Howie's thinking, we got to get Beckham back because we had the dominated offensive line. And so we got to get rid of Goddard because he only plays half a year anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
he missed four games.
That is a
games.
Fair point. He does miss games every year, though. That's fair.
Yeah, so another point I have is Vic Fangio. Heckman knows how to get anybody to do cardio. I mean, look at the Davis and Carter. They couldn't even play half the season because they were out of breath. Now the Look at Carter. He played 99% of the snaps. You know, so I think Vangelo has a good way to teach him the cardio.
What's his name?
I don't know. Vic Vangelo, whatever his name is.
It's close. Good enough. Why don't you give us a legendary movie scene?
All right. Hey, it's right at the time. This is the best ever. What are we doing? We're doing draft, right? How about that Jerry Maguire? Cuba Gooding going, show me the money.
That's a legendary,
scene.
That is a legendary scene.
Yeah. So here's my question.
Yeah.
How can you follow the Eagles, right? And I know you guys get all offended when I do this, but I don't know how else to do it. The guy's the defensive coordinator of a Super Bowl champion, and we're doing Fangelo? Like, come on. You know, let's raise the ball, raise the standard a little bit. Vic Fangio. It's not rocket science. It's not Laurie.
Well, people hear Fangio. It sounds like Fangelo or.
Listen,
he's only been here a year.
I don't. He's been here long enough, and he won the Super Bowl. Like, listen, it's endearing when Herb does it.
Nick Sirianni.
Exactly.
But Fangelo. I think that's a step too far.
Well, he did something with Becton too. It was Becton.
So you know what that tells me?
What?
That they know what the name is. They just can't pronounce it.
Yeah,
it sounds like an excuse.
I like Fangelo.
Fangelo's not bad.
Fangelo, man.
Fangelo
sounds like get that on a T-shirt.
You know what else I like?
What?
Having sex.
No. Oh, you and Howie.
Now I'm awake. The big dumb dipshit. One again?
Look, man, if you're going to do it right. That's what everybody says. Mm-hmm. And the way that you're going to do it.
You know what? I am interested
with
in
Blue Chew.
I'm interested in Jordan Davis.
Well,
this offseason.
Well, hold on. We got to do it.
Yeah, I would
here.
Do the Blue Chew thing first.
Didn't realize that's what we were doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good that you're thinking about Jordan Davis. And
yep. I'm slow.
Like Seabiscuit?
That was on me. That's re-racket.
Yeah. You know what I like?
What?
Sex.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Look, as I said, if you're going to do it right.
Yeah.
And you get to a point sometimes in your life, look, maybe one way or another, nothing to be ashamed of, where maybe you need a little assistance doing it right.
Okay.
Blue Chew is that assistance. Mm. So it's not, here's the good thing. Same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, all that. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing that is the same. The thing that is different, those that is the advantage here. First of all, advantage. Chewable. Right?
Yep.
So, you know, it's not a pill that you have to swallow. You just pop it in, chew it, swallow it. So I've mentioned many times, I mean, keep one in your wallet.
Yeah.
Keep one in the car. That way, when it's time.
Oh, yeah, you can do it on the way home.
On the way home, not in the car. Yeah. Well, who knows, as long as you're parked somewhere, you know, private.
Yes, yeah.
It really pops out and it grows.
The other good thing is since it's all online, no awkward doctor's visits.
Nope.
You don't have to worry about that.
Nope.
You don't have to make an appointment. You know, you make an appointment with the doctor these days. It takes 3 months to get the appointment. You don't have to worry about that. You just go to BlueChew.com.
Yep.
Since it's all done here in the USA, made in the USA, shipped in the USA, no pharmacy visits, no waiting in line in the pharmacy.
Like that.
Next to some old lady who asks you what you're waiting in line for, you don't want to tell her.
You're getting yours too, huh?
Yeah, yeah, unless she's hot.
Yeah.
You never know. And then, and because it's all made and shipped in the USA, prices are lower, and they ship it directly to you, it comes quick in a... Yeah. Jack.
Discreet package.
There you go.
Even the envelopes are hard.
Yeah, I got mine a couple weeks ago, and the envelope is hard.
It is a hard envelope?
Yeah,
well, that's fitting. Envelope.
What
that's
does it
fitting.
Mean for Jordan Davis this year?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Here's what you got to do. Go to BlueChew.com. You meet with one of their licensed medical professionals. It takes like 5 minutes. And you get the first month of BlueChew for free. No cost. So it's going to make you better, and you don't have to pay anything for it. And then... from that point, you're going to be, you'll know you need these.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
So again, go to BlueChew.com, get your first month for free. Use code 94 for your first month for free. You just pay for the shipping. I think it's like $5 for the shipping.
Yeah.
And then, remember, code 94. Hold on. They changed it. I just want to make sure it still is code 94. Yes.
That hammer is real.
Code 94.
There you
promo
go.
Code 94. And then... you
can chew it and do it.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
I forgot the jingle. Oh, man.
Wow, we are firing blanks.
Wow.
Today.
What do you think it means for Jordan Davis this year?
Yeah, I don't know. Hit the thing.
Do it! He's still over there mocking me.
There we go.
Too busy mocking Mike to do my job.
Goodness gracious.
I like to do the show blind.
Look, love Blue Chew. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP.
All right, Spike and Jack. Hey, man, how's it going? Like, man, how the hell can y'all wind up firing blanks after doing a Blue Chew commercial? I don't get that.
Well, it doesn't help with that.
Yeah, it does not help with that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. So, Spike, man, I've been kind of nervous about this whole thing, probably for slightly different reasons. I'm not worried about Sweat and
Milton Williams.
Sweat and Williams being gone. Yeah, but because I think they can work around that. But I am worried about losing Isaiah Rodgers. But then I felt a little better by something that you said earlier. I think their plan is that they're going to be so vastly improved on offense next year. We're going to see a different type of offense where they're going to be more dynamic with the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
That even if the defense takes a little step back, I think that we're going to still be dominant and we're going to be okay in the long run. But this Slay thing has got me curious too, because I wanted him gone and out of here, but I'm like, I don't know. Uh, since we since we lost Rodgers, so we'll see how that pans out. But I think that we'll be okay, you know, in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, from a cornerback standpoint, they're probably going to try to figure out something. One thing I will give Howie the benefit of the doubt is when he says, you know, the free agency doesn't end in March. Mm-hmm. It just starts in March and it goes all the way up to the season is over with. You know, they've been a team that have operated that way, right? You know, some years they've jumped out there early, and then there's some years where they've set back and they try to sort of bargain shop for the right players. It doesn't always work out in their favor, but it usually does. And if they are getting a player on a 1-year deal for a reasonable price, it's worth the shot at it, right? Like, it's worth the shot at it. You know, like, they went and signed Isaiah Rodgers while he was suspended. I didn't think much of the deal when they did it, but he turned out to be a key player for us this past year.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know, the jury's still out for me on Kelee Ringo, but I think the fact that he's going to have three number three draft picks, I'm going to look towards the draft. He's going to make some moves, maybe package something up, get into the second round so they can compensate, because I think they're going to look for that. They're going to look for a defensive end or a lineman in the draft. And like you said, the free agency, he still has a number of options to work with to shore up what we lost. And then Vangio gets the right time to play. Vangio's already proven that, hey, he's a system guy. They get him into the system, quickly acclimate them, and I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I push back on that a lot. He's a great defensive coordinator. Every coordinator needs players. So he can't just take anybody and make them good. If so, every defense he ever coached would have been a top five defense, and that's not the case. So we
agree.
He does need players, you know.
Yeah, but I think if you look at who they drafted and bringing Vaughn into the mix, I think he has a good eye for the skill set. And then it's the complement of the players around it. You know, they work as a team. So I think we'll be okay. You know, we'll see how it goes.
All right, Bruce. Yeah. Give us a legendary movie scene.
All right. So, man, I struggle. I got a couple of them here, but I'm just going to run with this one. One of my favorite scenes by Russell Crowe. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Gladiator. Yeah, it's a great one.
Defies the Emperor and Gladiator.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good one. Gladiator's a great movie.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah. No brothers in it.
Oh, yep.
That's when I shouldn't live down. I shouldn't live down.
Well, it was just great because you said you refused to see Gladiator 2, basically, because of it.
Yeah.
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 So confident.
And obviously that was a throwaway line.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't know it was going to bite me that quick.
Yep, it did. The delegation is always they have got their eye on you.
Oh, man, it's on me.
Can't get away with anything.
I don't even know if the delegation got me. I think everybody got me.
Everybody
on that
got
one.
You on that one. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike, I'm not a mob movie guy. Too fake. Grow up. Also, Spike, yeah, I'm a horror movie guy. They're basically documentaries. Alex in Lancaster.
That's a decent point.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. The horror movies are way more fake than the mob movies.
That's the bit. That's the bit. You got it. There it is.
There it is.
Yep. What's next?
Have you guys checked out Odyssey's new movie podcast with Ike, Spike, and Fritz? It's called Nope, Never Seen It. Mike and Monco.
We did name a number of movies today that one of us had never seen yet. At
least two of us have never seen it.
Yeah.
One person, like, it's great. Others are like, nah.
At least as long as one person has seen it, except for Ken from Cinemensons, which came out in 1957
Steve
or something.
Steve McQueen.
It's like, come on, man.
Listen, all due respect to Steve.
Yeah, get out of here.
I did have the remake right, though.
Yeah.
It was Denzel.
Oh, was it?
It was a remake of The Magnificent Seven, yeah.
There you go. What's next?
Let me know when you want me to pass the popcorn, honey.
Val sitting five rows away because Spike is a movie bully.
No.
You are a movie bully.
I'm not a movie bully. She just won't shut up during it. And she knows. She said to me the other day, I said, it was midway through the movie, and she'd been going the whole time. And finally, I was like, Val. Like, I give her the cut it thing. Yeah. And she goes, Have I been talking the whole time? I said, it never stops. I don't even respond to you anymore. You just keep going. All right, what's next?
ER doctor, are you taking any new medications or vitamins that may be interacting? Elliot, no, but you should know that I did just have a turkey sandwich. ER doctor, code blue! Tim in Newark.
That was weird. Yeah. I told him he sounded sick. He did sound sick, didn't he?
Yeah. Kind of like Lakin's phone call to me today. Yeah. But
Jack, I can't come to work today.
So sick from Clearwater.
So sick.
But blaming the turkey sandwich for his lack of energy was quite disappointing.
Yeah, especially on a day like this. It's a big day, you know? What's next?
The biggest surprise of today's Ken and Cinnaminson call is that he didn't nominate a scene from a silent movie. Frank in Ardmore.
I'm a silent movie.
Yeah, he probably, you know, who's the Charlie Chaplin?
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, he definitely tries to sell people on how funny he was.
How great that was,
Yeah. What's next?
Spike on the Eagles. They have a better plan. Spike on the Sixers. What's your plan, huh? What would you do different than Maury? Elliot in South Philly.
It was Elliot?
Yeah, it was Elliot.
Yeah. Do you know... So I was by myself all weekend because they were showing the house. I was by myself in a home. And I asked four different AI programs what the percentage of Daryl Morey being in the Hall of Fame were, just to see if I was wrong.
Seems like you were busy.
Yeah, it's very busy. 70%. They all had it wrong. What was next?
I thought Spike would be a little more empathetic given that he has a coughing fit literally every show. Rod Lakin under a blanket.
So that's a fair point.
But I'm here.
That's another fair point.
I'm here. What's next?
Typical afternoon show pop culture question. Spike. Oh, he was really good in St. Elmo's Fire. Ike, never seen it. Jack, that one was about the firefighters, right? Mike in Havertown.
I don't know if I bring us down or
what. It's always one of us that brings us down.
Yeah,
it's always.
I'd say I bring everyone down the most.
Well, you probably do.
Well, because you don't get the. We have a lot of callers that are in that 40 to 55 year old age bracket.
Yeah,
that you don't.
That we're pushing out. Hopefully,
we're not.
We're pushing out,
bro.
Who do you think pays the bills around here?
Listen, who do you think hosts the show?
We're getting out.
Yeah,
25 to 54.
So, is there Fritz at 6 tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Extra work tonight.
Grinding.
On a Monday? What's coming up at Fritz at 6?
Legal tampering Monday?
What's coming up at Fritz at 6?
Are you ready for this little step back season next year?
Nah, I knew it.
There it is.
Come on.
I've been thinking about it all day.
I knew it.
There it is.
Step back season.
All right. That's coming up next to Fritz at 6. We will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.